Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather once again in the house of the Lord. We give praise and glory and honor to his name this day, and we thank him for his blessings that we have received throughout this past week. Thank him for his blessings thus far today. He has been good to us, and we thank him for his goodness, his mercy, and allowing us to be here today. And what a beautiful Heavenly Father we serve. Amen. Amen. Let us look to the Lord. We're trusting others are on their way, and we received a text that said Sister Holmes will be out today, so we're looking forward to seeing her today and just ask God's blessings. Amen. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, once again, we come before your throne of grace and mercy in the humblest way we know how. We seek your favor and seek your will for our lives. We want to thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for all that you have done for us and all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf. We thank you for one more time allowing us to gather in the house of the Lord to be with the saints of God, dear Heavenly Father, in your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for your presence felt thus far this day, dear Heavenly Father, even in our Sunday school, Lord God. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you, Lord God, for all the people of God. We just ask a special prayer and blessing be with each and every one of your people in a mighty way. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would remember, Lord God, our dear saints who are still on their way to the house of the Lord. We ask, O Lord, that you would bless them and haste them along safely over the highways. Keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, allow no accidents to befall them. Lord God, we want to thank you, Lord God, for our dear sister India, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she came in this morning and brought little Infinity, dear Father, but she had to go to work. But we pray, Lord God, that you would bless her, Lord God, and be with her, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, she listens in to hear the word of God, and we thank you for this dear soul. Thank you for her testimony this morning to us, dear Heavenly Father, about how good you have been to her. We know, Lord God, that you have blessed her and you are keeping her, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would grant her the desires of her heart, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her daughter, Innocence, in a special way, Lord God, we beg of thee. Father God in heaven, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Father, we ask that you would remember the saints who are here this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for Sister Beverly being out this morning and ask your continued blessings upon our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength and well-being that you afford unto her and ask that you would continue to look down upon our dear sister with favor. Remember her many requests that she has before your throne of grace and mercy on behalf of her loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. We ask, O Lord, that you would hear our humble cry. Father, likewise, we ask that you remember our dear brother man, Lord God. We are missing him, Lord God, when we come into the house of the Lord and he's not here, Lord God. But we know, dear Father, he's not well in his body, dear Heavenly Father. But we lift him up to you, Lord God, and ask in the name of Jesus that thou will grant strength in his legs and in his feet, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, Lord God, to continue to press on, dear Heavenly Father. We know our dear brother loves you, Lord God. And if he was here, dear Father, he would be asking for requests, Lord God, for those who are homeless, those who are sleeping out on the street, Lord God, those who need food, dear Heavenly Father. He would also ask that we would remember the neighborhoods, dear Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we just ask that you would remember our dear brother in a special way, Lord God, this day. Give him the strength he needs, Lord God, that he may be able to get back out to the house of the Lord. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Regina. We thank you for her being here. Thank you for what you've done for her, Lord God. You have been good to her, dear Lord. And we thank you for your goodness and mercy extended unto her. Father, she wasn't feeling her best on last weekend, dear Lord, but Father, she still pressed her way to be in the house of the Lord, and she's here again today. And so we thank you for that and ask that you would be with her. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask that you remember Sister Holmes, Lord God. We don't see her as of yet, but we heard she's on her way, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would bless our dear sister. Be with her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all your manifold blessings upon our dear sister. Remember her family members who care for her, Lord God. Remember her daughter, Lord God, Sister Baleen, who brings her in, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. We just ask that you would bless our dear sister in every way she stands in need of. Likewise, Sister Lillian, Lord God, as we started out this prayer, we didn't see her here, Lord God, but remember her too, Lord God. We know she hasn't been feeling well in her body, dear Father. So we just ask, Lord God, that you would give her added strength, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Build her up where she may be torn down. Strengthen her where she may be weakened. Give her the victory, Lord God, over the enemy of her soul, Lord God. Remember those that she has come in contact with, those, dear Father, she has spoken the word of God to, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that you remember Mr. Allen, Lord God, and remember, Lord God, Victor, Lord God, and others in our neighborhood, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you remember Mr. Dalton. We haven't seen him in a while, Lord God, and Lord, we're concerned, dear Heavenly Father. We've been lifting him up to you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, help him, Lord, to make his way back to the house of God, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, Lord God, we pray for Brother Matthew too, Lord God, and Brother Monty, Lord God, and Sister Sandy, Lord God, and praying, Lord God, that we will see him in the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father, soon, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those we haven't seen in a while, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God. We lift up Sister Ruth to you, Lord God, this day, and ask that you remember her, Lord God, and we thank you for her and what you're doing for her, Lord God, and how you're blessing her to recover, Lord God, from her surgery, Lord God. We ask that you would bless this dear sister in a mighty way, Lord God. Father God in heaven, likewise, we ask, dear Father, you remember Sister June, Lord God, and her family. Lord God, we know no doubt in our hearts she'd be here, Lord God, if she could, dear Father. But Lord, we just pray that you would remember her, Lord God, as she cares for her companion, Mr. Alonzo, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless him too, Lord God. Be with him, Lord God. Be with him in his body, spirit, mind, and soul, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her daughters, Lord God, we beg of thee, in the name of Jesus. Likewise, all of her grandchildren, Lord God, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, this day, and ask, Lord God, that you would get the glory out of their lives, dear Father. Lord, I thank you this morning for my niece, Cherie, being here this morning. Lord, she reached out and she told me she would be in the house of the Lord. And, oh, Father God, she's here, Lord God. The enemy tried to do what he could to keep her from coming, Lord God, but I told her, come on, dear Father. Yes. I told her, come on, dear Lord. She said she couldn't find anything to wear, but I said, come on to the house of the Lord. So, Lord, she came on out this morning, Lord God, thank and we you, receive Lord. Her in your name, Lord God. Ask that you would bless her in every way she stands in need of, dear Heavenly Father. Be her guide, be her direction, Lord God. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you remember those who are still traveling in, dear Father. Ask you to grant traveling mercies over the highways, Lord God. Thank you for all the saints of God, dear Father, in this congregation, Lord God. Yes. Thank you, Lord God. We saw Brother Joseph come in, dear Father, you, and we saw, dear Father, the young lady with him, dear Heavenly Father. Ask your blessings upon her and remembering her daughter, Lord God, dear Father, as she asked us on last Lord's Day, dear Father, to pray for her, Lord God. And on Wednesday night, Lord God, we were, Sister Carol brought her up to us, dear Heavenly Father, to lift her up in prayer, Lord God. Father, likewise, we thank you, Lord God, for seeing Sister Smith here, Lord God, and Brother Levester and Brother Reggie, Lord God. Thank you for the saints are being here, Lord God. Sister Melita, Sister Lawrence, dear Father, down with the children, her and Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for them, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, thank you for our dear brother Byrene, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our superintendent, Lord God, and how he brings out those things from the lesson, dear Father, the Sunday school lesson. Lord, we just thank you and ask that you would continue to bless our dear brother in every way he stands in need of. Oh, Father God in heaven, we just want to praise you this morning and thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Remember Miss Betty, Lord God. We want to lift her up to you too, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that she's still dealing with the sorrow, Lord God, and the loss of her grandchildren, dear Father. But, Lord God, we're lifting her up to you, Lord God. We know that you're the greatest comforter that there ever was, dear Heavenly Father. You can comfort her heart and mind, dear Heavenly Father. And so we call upon your name on her behalf, dear Heavenly Father. Bless her and be with her. Remember her son, Charles, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Remember the children's mother, dear Heavenly Father. Shawana, dear Father, we pray for her too, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with her in a mighty way. Oh, Father God in heaven, we pray for all those who have lost loved ones, dear Father, far and near, dear Heavenly Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we've all been in that seat, dear Heavenly Father. We've all sat there, Lord God. And Lord God, we know how they feel, dear Heavenly Father. So we're asking in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray this morning, dear Father, you remember Brother Robert and his family, Lord God. We thank you for our dear brother and ask your blessings upon him, Lord God. Remember his daughter that's away at school, dear Heavenly Father. Father, remember his other two daughters, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the precious name of Jesus. Yes. Remember Brother PJ, Lord God, who is out on vacation, Lord God, and ask that you would watch over him, dear Heavenly Father. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. Yes. We thank you for this dear brother and ask your blessings be upon him, Lord God. We know he had a little rough year, dear Heavenly Father, starting out, but Lord God, you have been good to him, Lord God, and we just ask that you would continue to bless him, Lord God. Help him, Lord, to hold on, dear Heavenly Father, to his profession of faith, Lord God. Help him, Lord, not to waver, dear Heavenly Father, in his
walk with you, Lord God, but to commend everything into your hands, knowing you're able to do all things but fail. Father God in heaven, I want to thank you this morning for Sister Blake being with us, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for the praise report we received from her on her eyes, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for how you've blessed her, Lord God, and you're blessing her, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to look down upon her with favor, Lord God. And we know our dear sister is going to give you the praise and the glory and the honor due unto your name, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless her in her endeavors, dear Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, likewise, that you remember Sister Millicent as she leaves the devotional service. We pray, Lord God, your blessings upon her. Thank you for traveling mercies for her and Sister Melito and yesterday. Ask that you would continue to bless them and be with them, dear Heavenly Father, in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, Father God, we just can't thank you enough, Lord God. We feel we've forgotten someone, Lord God, but Lord, we ask that you would remember in a special way, Lord God. We had a special request that came from Sister Teresa, Lord God, and Sister Sanders, Lord God. Remember our dear sisters down there in Florida, dear Father. Likewise, Sister Amy, too, Lord God. We lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. The situation that's brewing, dear Father, and you know all about it, dear Lord. Lord, we don't have to mention it because, Lord God, all things are in your hands, dear Heavenly Father. But they called out this morning and asked, dear Heavenly Father, that we, dear Heavenly Father, would hold them up in prayer, Lord God. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, us, Lord God, we call out to you on behalf of our dear Sister Teresa and our dear Sister Sanders, Lord God, and ask that you would remember them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would intervene, dear Heavenly Father, like we know you can, dear Father. We know you said in your word you'll work and no man will hinder, and you'll hinder and no man will work, dear Father. And we know you can work, dear Father, and the devil will not be able to hinder. So in the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you go to the rest. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they felt their Father well in their heart to reach out to us, Lord God. And we don't believe there's anything that stands between us and you, Lord God, that won't let this prayer go forward. So, Lord, we lift up our sisters, dear Father, to you in the name of Jesus and ask that you would intervene, dear Heavenly Father. We know, Lord God, your word said no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. And so in the name of Jesus, whatever the devil tries to throw at Adam, we rebuke it, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and we submit our will to your will, that all things will be done to your glory and honor. Father, we ask that you would bless and be with them in a mighty, mighty way, Lord God. We thank you for them, Lord God, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon them with favor, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you would remember Brother Reggie at the door, Lord God. We thank you for our dear brother. Ask your blessings upon him and his family. Likewise, dear Heavenly Father, remember his companion, Miss Nancy, Lord God. Remember his son and his grands and great-grands, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. Not forgetting our officer trip, Lord God. We pray for him. We lift him up to you too, Lord God, and ask that you would bless. Be with him, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, likewise you would remember Brother, we pray that you would remember Officer Todd, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, you would bless him and be with him and his family too, Lord God. Thank you for him, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would bless. Oh, Father, there's so much to be thankful for, so much to ask, Lord God, and so much, Lord God. But, Lord God, we just ask that you would bless and be in the services today. Remember, Lord God, all of your people as they gather, Lord God, in the house of the Lord today, Lord God. Bless your ministers, Lord, to preach the word of God, dear Heavenly Father. Bless those, Lord God, who are sitting in the pews to hear, Lord God, and to receive what thus says. Say of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, we want to be ready to meet you when you come, Lord God. We don't want to be getting ready and keep getting ready, but we want to be ready, Lord God, to meet you when you come. So, Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless. Have thine own way in the services today, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you do the preaching, the praying, and the singing, Lord God, and the leading and guiding, dear Heavenly Father. We want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart to always be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Now, Father, have thine own way. Send in souls, dear Heavenly Father. Send in the neighbors, Lord God. Send in those, Lord God, we haven't seen in a while, Lord God. Those we've been lifting up to you, Lord God. Father, you told us in your word, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. Father, we have lifted you up. We've done what you've told us in the word, Lord God. And so, Lord, let your words come to pass, dear Heavenly Father. Bring souls in, dear Heavenly Father. Bring souls that we haven't seen in a while, Lord God. Let them get up this morning and make their way out to the house of the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we don't know when the last time we'll be able to come into this house of God, dear Father, but we thank you for every privilege and opportunity that you have given to us to be able to come in. Remember, Lord God, the young man that came in a couple Sundays ago, I believe his name was Mike, dear Heavenly Father. Remember him, Lord God, we pray, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, he said he remembered this church from when he was a youngster, Lord God, and Father, he had some things that transpired in his life, and he was away for a while, Lord God, but Lord, he came right back to this house of God, and he told me, Lord God, when I spoke to him, I asked him, Lord, how did he enjoy the word of God, and how did he enjoy being in the service? He said, I stayed throughout the whole service, so Lord God, he heard something, dear Lord, and we ask in the name of Jesus that you bring him back, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, there are other souls, Lord God, we don't see, dear Father, that have been here, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we're just praying. We're lifting them up to you, Lord God, asking you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would hear our humble cry. And while others thou art calling, please don't pass us by. Father, in your precious name, Lord God, we come, and we just ask that you would have thine own way. I pray that you be with me, Lord God, this day. I pray, Lord God, for your strength, dear Heavenly Father, to do your will this morning. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your blessings upon my family, and ask that you would continue to remember my companion in a special way, Lord God. Remember me, Lord God. I want to be all that you have called me out to be. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, I want to be, dear Heavenly Father, your servant, dear Lord, that you can call upon. I want to be, dear Heavenly Father, the one, dear Heavenly Father, dear Lord, that you can trust in, dear Lord, to do your will, dear Father, each and every time, dear Heavenly Father. Now have thine own way in the services, Lord God, and if I fail to remember anyone, remember the each and every one of us, Lord God. Remember the people of God everywhere, Lord God. Over and in foreign countries, Lord God, remember them, Lord God. Third world countries, those on the mission field. Father, likewise, remember our president and our vice president, our world leaders, Lord God. And remember, Lord God, even the families there, dear Father, in Britain, dear Lord. And as they, dear Father, as they mourn the loss of their mother, the queen, Lord God, remember the family, Lord God, and in a special way, Lord God. Oh, our world leaders need our prayers, dear Heavenly Father. They need, dear Heavenly Father, to be brought before you, dear Heavenly Father, to recognize, dear Heavenly Father, that you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Now have thine own way in the services today. And Lord God, we're going to be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, all the glory, and all the honor, not forgetting all those who have called in on the internet, Lord God, and are listening in, dear Father. Remember our dear sisters and brothers there in Boston. Remember Sister Ferris Day, Lord God. We ask a special prayer and blessing upon her, Lord God. Remember Sister Marvinia, Lord God, and her family there in New York, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we just pray, Lord God, that you would bless. We pray for Sister Sanders and them, but we still lift them up to you again, Lord God. Ask that you would bless and be with them. Father, we just want to thank you for all those who have called and those who have even gone out, as Brother Marie said the other day, and have just gone out and even looked at the webpage, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those that you have the traffic that's going through, the visiting, looking in, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that we will draw them in, dear Heavenly Father, with the word of God. Now have thine own way, and we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor due unto thee. In Jesus' precious name we pray, and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Shall we stand and shall we turn in our evening mic to page 40? Page 40 of the evening mic.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. Amen. Praise to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah, praise Jehovah. From the heavens, praise his name. Praise Jehovah in the highest. All his angels praise, proclaim. All his hosts together praise him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise him, all ye heavens of above the sky, let them praise. let them praise him, Jehovah. They were made at his command. Them forever he established. His decree shall ever stand. From the earth so great Jehovah. Oh, he's blood, he's dragons, oh. Fire and hell and snow and vapor. Stormy winds that hear his call. Let them praise his dear Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, far above the earth and sky. All ye priests, both trees and cedars, all ye hills and mountains high, creeping things and beasts and cattle, birds that in the heavens fly, kings of earth and all ye people, princes, traitors, judges, all, praise his name, young men and maidens, ancient men and children small, let them praise his dear Jehovah, for his name alone is high, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, and his glory is exalted, far above the earth and
Amen. Let them praises give Jehovah. Let us praises give Jehovah. For his name alone is high. Amen. Higher than anyone else's. Higher above all things. Thank God for his goodness. Glory will glorify God this morning. Glory to his most holy name. So glad to be here this morning, glad to be able to come together again. Because we're here, we know that God blessed us from last Sunday to this Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. And so we give him glory this morning. We give honor to our pastor, Pastor Renee Jenkins. We're so thankful for her and for how she serves God.
Amen.
And what an example she is, and how she watches for our souls as the watchman on the wall. Amen. So glad to see each one, and we're prayerful for those who we pray are on their way. We pray that God would bring them along safely. And we know that when we ask in faith, we believe that God will do those things that we have asked, according to his divine will. So again, it's so good to be in the house of God. Even as Sister Jenkins prayed, I just thank God for your prayers, for my eyes, and for my eye appointment, and how God truly has blessed. God has touched, and my eye, they feel better. They told me to put these particular drops in them, and seems to have loosened things up. And I had dry eye. I guess I have it, but they said that to use this, and so I went and got it, and I thanked the Lord, because we were even praying that God would give the doctors wisdom to know what to tell me. And I thank God for that, and I give glory to God. And if it be the Lord's will, October 17th, I get to go back to the first doctor, my optometrist, and maybe they'll be able to make glasses for my eyes, and both near and far, although God is already blessing, because I'm standing here now with no glasses on my eyes. preparing to read God's word with along with you. So I just thank God for all that he has done. I just give him glory and the prayers and the love of the saints who've been praying for me and inquiring about my eyes and how they're doing. And I thank God. Amen. Amen. Truly, he has done great things. Amen. Our responsive reading this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 9. Amen. We recall from our message from last Lord's Day that the Lord has another portion for us from that same passage of Scripture. So again, we'll be reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 9. Thank God for his word. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6, and reading through verse 9. Verse 6 reads, "But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver.
And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Together, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God.
Amen.
So thankful for God's word and to be able to read God's word. Amen. Knowing that it's good for our souls. It will feed our souls, guide us, will encourage us. It will warn us. Thank God for his word. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. We know that the Lord has made us promises in his word. And he will hear our humble cry, and he will answer as long as we have faith to believe and live according to his will. So, Sister Regina. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Praise God. There it is right there. Answers to our prayers. Amen. Because I believe on last Lord's Day, Sister Regina was not feeling good. And so the Bible says to call for the elders of the church, have them anoint and pray. And we're told the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord will raise him up. And in fact, even at the close of service on last week, Sister Regina was sitting over here, and I asked her how she was feeling. She said she felt better even at that time. Amen. And now she's giving glory to God, so she feels really good. Thank God. Thank God for you, Sister Regina. And your testimony will help somebody else. It's helping me. The testimonies that you gave about your eyes helped me in going through with my eyes. I thank God for you. Amen. Are there other requests?
Sister Smith. Late floor. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister Smith. Amen. We will pray. We will pray for those souls that need to be saved. Amen. And pray for ourselves that we abide and maintain and stay in the Lord. Sister Melita. Amen. Sister Melita, remember Sister Ruth, much in prayer. And remember her. Remember her son Tim. Remember her grandson as well. And it'll be the Lord's will. Sister Melita is going to go try to visit with her tomorrow, because she can't get out much. So we'll pray that Sister Melita will be able to go and see her tomorrow as well. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. And remember Sister Melita also and her family. Sister Carol. Yes. Amen. Praise God. So remember Priscilla Marshall, who's in a nursing home. That's John Marshall's widow. John Marshall sang with Sister Carol, Sister Roxanne, and Brother Carol. You know, when they put on the concerts at Graves Piano and Organ for so many, 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 many years. That's his widow, and she's in the nursing home now. So remember her in prayer. Remember her son also in prayer. And remember, as Sister Carol said, remember Pastor Jenkins. Amen. 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 Whole family. Amen. The McGrail family. Dr. McGrail is the one who fell down the steps and broke his hip in three places. And we've been praying for him and that whole family and how he's up walking. Well. Oh, praise God. Bless God. Amen. Thank God.
Sister Blake, let us continue to remember Sister Teresa, Sister Sanders, and former co-worker of mine. And she reached out to me the other day. She has COVID. Her name is Marianne. Remember her much in prayer. And another co-worker of mine is traveling. Remember her. And Brother PJ, remember him. He's also traveling.
Amen. Amen. We were praying for him in traveling last week, and we'll just continue right on. Continue praying for him and for you and your mother as well. Amen. Praise God for everything. Traveling mercies also for Pastor Jenkins as well, because back and forth across that freeway and the way people are driving and so on. I recall on Wednesday night, making calls when we start calling for Bible study on Wednesday night. And on Wednesday, she said because of the car accidents that she ran into and tried to get home, she made it home 20 minutes before service started. So just continue to remember her in prayers, and that the Lord will give her the strength, the stamina as well. Good. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Also, remember the children. They were supposed to be here today. Not sure what happened. And Not forget Sister June Webb and her family,
yes.
Her husband.
Amen. Also, remember the soul of that young man who was in Tennessee who just went around shooting, killing people, just at random, just shooting people on the street. Speak to his heart, that the Lord would speak to his heart. There are souls that went into eternity, and we don't know, but that. And it appears that he didn't even know the people that he shot and killed. Just going from here and there, different places around town, just shooting people. That the Lord would get hold of his heart. That the Lord would comfort the families who lost loved ones due to this violence. But when the Word of God says these are perilous times, and peril means danger, when the word of God says these are perilous times, truly the word of God is right. It is truth. We see it being fulfilled before us. So it behooves us even more to make sure that we are ready. None of us know where death is. Because we're saved, we're saved, and so we have a hope beyond this world. Our sins have been forgiven. We've been redeemed. We're in the kingdom of God. But this body is still subject to things. We don't know, but that someone may go off the track here and go on a shooting spree. So remember the families of those who lost loved ones. Remember, no doubt, the family of the young man who did this thing, because they have to be heart sick right now. And remember that young man and his soul.
Sister Blake, I also have to thank, if you remember, continue to remember Miles Sylvia. She's doing well. We were with them on yesterday, and continue to remember Cousin Lorraine. She went through a surgery, and the doctor said they got all the cancer out. We seen her on yesterday. She's up, and she's doing well. She's moved a little slower. But just truly thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for safety and travel and mercy. Just pray. God is truly been a blessing, and we just truly thank him. And remember my ex-boss, he reached out to me. He was on my mind Friday when I was out working in the yard, and I didn't reach out to him. He sent me a text on yesterday. His mother took a fall and hit her head, and they revived her three times, but she passed yesterday. So I have to remember the Porter family, much in prayer.
You said, did you say Porter?
Porter
family.
It's here, each time my parents passed, my husband passed. But I should just remember that family much in prayer. I always ask about his mother. She still lived in Liverpool, Pittsburgh, I believe it is. And just remember that much in prayer. My heart just really went out to him. The Lord did lay him on my heart on Friday, and he sent me that note yesterday when we were traveling that she had expired. So remember that.
God is able. Amen. And so glad to see you today, Sister Holmes. Thank God that you are here. And we're praying for you and that God would enable you to be here. And we thank God that he gave you the strength. Amen. So glad to see you. Glad to see Sister Lillian. Amen. Glad to see that you're able to be here today. We know that you were not able, suffering in body, afflicted in body last Lord's Day. But God has blessed you to be here today, and we're so glad that you're here. The Lord is blessed. Brother Byron.
Thank you. Here, stranger came in from Sunday school. It was a 4-year old. That means stand up and motion.
My mind. My Lord. My, thank you, Brother Byron.
This month I was reminded that 29 times back. Amen.
God is able. Amen. The same God that was there at the beginning of your diagnosis, in fact, at the beginning of your symptoms, let alone the diagnosis, he's the same God who's here now. Amen. Carrying you every day. Thank God. All general requests. Y'all need something from the Lord. Amen. Amen. After the hymn of meditation, Brother Jackson will ask if you would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's a special request that can be brought to the altar, you can come stand, you can bow, however the Spirit of God leads you.
So we turn again in our evening light to 214. Evening light 214. 213 in the evening light. 214 in the evening light. At the cross of Jesus' valley. Here I find a safe retreat. From a world of care and trouble, in his presence, calm and sweet. Same verse 1, 2, and 3 in the chorus, 4 and 5 is in the chorus.
At the cross of Jesus bowing here, I find a safe retreat from I at the cross of Jesus bowing, let me never from it part. For his dying love has conquered rebellious roving heart. At the cross of Jesus bowing, here I owe his way is best. In the shelter of the Calvary, let me die in peace at last. Sweet stillness of heaven, me I feel, while alone at the cross of my Jesus I kneel. Sweet stillness of heaven, but around me I feel, while alone of my Jesus,
bless the Lord. Father God, truly we thank you, Father, for this wonderful opportunity that you give us, that we can always come before you.
Amen.
Bring all our cares, troubles, Lord, there's none too many for you to handle. In fact, you told us to do this, dear God. And Lord, before I pray, I don't want to miss anybody, so I'm going to ask that you just bless the whole entire congregation, dear Heavenly Father, even those on the radio line, dear God, that have a need or so. Remember each and every one of them, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, all those who are gathered around the altar, have a care or a need, dear God. And we thank you, Father, for this state, first of all, that you've given us, allowing us to be here, dear Heavenly Father, to worship and just praise your dear holy name, for you are so worthy and much, much more than that, especially for what you have done for each and every one of us in our life, dear Heavenly Father. For the word, dear God, that we can take deep into our hearts, dear Heavenly Father, for directions in life, dear Heavenly Father, obeying, dear Heavenly Father, each and every word that you have spoken unto us, dear God. Thank you again. We thank you for the rain, dear Heavenly Father. Yeah. We thank you for the seasons. We thank you for blessing us to come over the highways, dear God. And we ask that you will bless us, dear Heavenly Father. We all receive our portion, and as we leave, we'll still be saying amen to thy amen. Will, dear Heavenly Father, and thy word, that you allow us to take it to our hearts. Lord, I ask that you remember Sister Renee, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, dear God, for co-workers and those, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for this dear sister, dear Heavenly Father. She's truly in the word, dear Heavenly Father, how that she's delivered, dear Heavenly Father, and this perseveres, dear Heavenly Father, for you each and every day, dear Heavenly Father, and still do what she has to do, going across the highways to, for her family members, dear Heavenly Father, to be there with them, dear Heavenly Father. And I just thank you for her, and thank you, Lord, I'm able to be a part of this congregation to hear the word of truth for my meditation late at night, dear Heavenly Father, and wake up and still receiving the word, dear God, and the prayer service, all the different events, dear Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to partake, dear Heavenly Father, in thy name here at this service. I ask that you bless, dear Heavenly Father, the young man that came to the door, dear Heavenly Father, and Brother Byron, he just folded up his hands and said, pray for me. Remember him, dear Heavenly Father. Wish he could have stayed to hear the word, dear God, but let thy spirit be with him for every whatever need that he has, dear God. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Lawrencine, we didn't see her today, dear God. I don't know what's going on with her, but you do, dear God, and bless her, dear Heavenly Father, and her need. We all have prayer requests, needs, and for our family members, dear God. So we ask that you remember her and remember Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father, and wonderful work that she's you've given her to do, and she's doing it quite well, dear Heavenly Father. And let you know, as long as that we are serving you, there's nothing too hard for thee, dear Heavenly Father. And she's a living example of that. Father, we ask that you remember the McCoy family in a special way, dear God. And remember Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request. And thank you, Lord, that you have answered her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. She's here to witness of that, dear God. And ask that you continue to remember her and her family, dear God. And ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Brother Thomas Manns. I don't know if he's online or not, but remember him, dear Heavenly Father, and his household and his walk with thee, dear God. Continue to strengthen him, dear Heavenly Father, in his older age. Ask that you remember Brother Robert that's sitting up front here, dear Heavenly Father. He has a need, dear Heavenly Father, no doubt for himself, first of all, and for his wife, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Rose, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, the twins and Judine, dear Heavenly Father, his oldest daughter. Remember them in a special way. Remember Brother Robert, dear Heavenly Father, as you continue to walk for thee, dear God. Then you continue in growing, dear Heavenly Father, until he find a resting place that he will be able to join us in some of the activities here, dear God. Continue to pray for him. Lay down our bread and water for this dear soul, dear God. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Lillian, her prayer requests from her. We're always good to see her. Ask that you remember Brother Blake. Remember Brother Reggie at the door. Remember the police officer. Officer Wally, on the parking lot. Ask that you remember Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and glad to see her, always glad to see the elders, dear Heavenly Father, and the seniors. Remember them, dear God, and her family. Remember her family, dear God, how they take care of her. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Millicent's prayer request. Lord, I didn't hear it all, but just remember her in a prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to take care of her. God's blessings be upon her. Remember Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request. Didn't hear that all the way, but just remember her, dear God. And you know all, dear God. And I ask that you remember Sister Maria, her prayer request. Thank you for her, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for the report about Liam, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, you know all, dear Heavenly Father. When time comes, whether he's in school or a specialist, when you get ready, dear Heavenly Father, to loosen that tongue and the strings in her, he will speak. You are still in control, dear God. And Lord, remember Tatum, his brother, dear God. And remember Brother DeAndre, dear God. And his going and coming. I ask that you remember Brother Tony, dear God, as he came in. Remember him, dear Heavenly Father, and his prayer requests, and remember him in spirit and body, and body and in spirit, dear God. And Father God, I ask that you remember Sister Blake, the good report we got from the glasses, dear Heavenly Father. And I thank you, Lord, as I was telling her about my eyes, and you know, she let me have those reading glasses that I read real good out of them. I haven't had any problems, no prescriptions in it or not, but God, I trust in you for all my going, all my coming. There's nothing that I can't do, Lord, as long as I hold on to you. You made each and every one of these body parts, dear God, and I trust and in faith, dear Heavenly Father, I know that you will bring me through. And Lord, I want to all of my family members, dear God, I ask that you remember William. He's on his way to Arizona, the last that I talked to him. Remember Angela and Tina and Jaden, my son-in-laws, and all my grandchildren. Remember them. And remember, dear Heavenly Father, all my siblings. My brother called me yesterday. He's out of the hospital. I'm glad to be home, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you for what you've done for him, what you're going to do for him, dear God. And I ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request, her children, dear God. And like she said, we need to pray for one another, dear God. And I truly agree with that. And it's my prayer that we all stand in here today and that prayer, dear Heavenly Father, we honor you, dear Heavenly Father, because I know, dear Heavenly Father, this is the most important decision that anyone can possibly make for their lives, dear God. Thank you for everything that you've done and what you're going to do. We ask that you bless the word as it comes forth, that we may all indeed get our portion. And Lord, when it's all said and done, we're going to give you all the glory and honor that you have rightfully do. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. And before you to lift the morning offering, this is the second Sunday of the month, so the special offering for today is for the building fund. And so you may place that offering for the building fund in the center plate and tie your tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for us, dear God. We know, Lord, that our provision comes from thee. Lord, all of our sufficiency is in thee, dear God. And, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. Lord, we give you glory, dear God, for your blessings, dear God, that you have showered us with, dear Father. And, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to ever be thankful, dear God. Lord, we don't want to have any ungratefulness in us at all, dear God. Lord, help us ever to look to thee, dear God, and to always be thankful, dear Father, for all those things that you have provided. Lord, even in times of trial, help us, Lord, to be thankful, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would receive these offerings, dear God, and these tithes, Lord, as we bring them into your storehouse. And we pray, dear God, that you would use them to your glory and to your honor. We pray, Lord, that you would give us direction, dear Father, as to how you would have them, dear God, to be used, Lord, that the kingdom of God might be glorified. We pray, Lord, that you would bless each giver and use that giver, use that life to your glory and honor. As we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen.
I found my Lord and he is mine. He won me by his love. I'll serve him all the years of time and dwell with him of all. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His servant is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. No other Lord but Christ I know. I walk with him alone. His dreams of love forever flow. Within my heart is thrown. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. He's dearer to my heart than life. He found me lost in sin. He calmed the sea of inward strife and made me come to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessing never flows. My flesh recoils before the cross, and Satan whispered there, thy gain will not repay the loss. His yoke is hard to bear. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I tried the road of sin and found its prospects all deceived. I proved the Lord and joys abound more than I could believe. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. I tried the road of sin and found its prospects all deceived. I grew the Lord and joys abound more than I could believe. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. I found it so, I found it so. His service is my sweetest delight. His blessings ever flow.
Amen. His blessings ever flow. And truly, his yoke is easy, and his burden is light. Amen. Amen. The way of the transgressor is hard, but Jesus' yoke is easy, and his burden is light. We thank God for service thus far. We thank God for the prayers. We thank God for singing praises to his name. But now we must receive his word. We must receive his word. Amen. So we're going to stand for a brief word of prayer before Pastor Jenkins comes before us. Amen. We're going to enter in to be agreed in prayer for her, for God's anointing on her, for the Spirit of God to touch her, that she may fulfill the pledge that she has made to the Lord to preach the gospel. We would pray that we may receive it according to the Spirit. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again, dear God, thanking you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you've always keep your promises, dear Father. Lord, you said, dear God, that you would give us pastors after your heart, that would feed us with knowledge and understanding. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would anoint Pastor Jenkins, dear God. We pray, Lord, that you would give her power from on high, dear God, to preach your word, dear God. And Father, we pray, Lord, your anointing would be on us, that your anointing would be on our heart and on our ears, dear God, to receive your eternal word. Lord, we know, dear God, that there's joy in thee, dear Father. There's joy in serving thee, dear God. There's joy in obeying your eternal word. But in order to obey it, dear God, we must hear it. We must know it, dear God. We must hide it in our hearts, dear Father. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear God, in this furtherance of this service, Lord, as your word goes forth. Touch Pastor Jenkins, Lord, in her body, her soul, her mind, and in her spirit, dear God. And, Father, give her the power to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. And, Lord, if there are any, dear God, who are listening who do not know you in the free pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray, dear God, that your word would find them, dear God, and help them, dear God, to come to your word, to come to you, dear Father, Lord, while you are drawing them. This we ask in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you and those of us who know you, Lord, help us, Lord, to measure to all of your word, Lord, that is preached. And, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. Lord, remember Sister India, dear God. We pray, dear God, that she is on her way, dear God, when she gets off work, that she will be able, dear God, to hear your word, dear Father, also. So we pray, Lord, that you would give her traveling mercies, dear God, even as she comes, dear Father. Have your way, Lord. Help us, dear God, Lord, truly to acknowledge your word as the only truth, dear God, and what we need in our hearts and in our souls. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake. Truly thank God for this congregation. Thank God for the beautiful prayers that have been rendered this day. Thank God for his hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us. Truly our God has been good to us since we last met, as it's been said. Thank him for the praise report from Sister Regina, who wasn't feeling well and last Lord's Day, but the Lord touched her. Sister Lillian wasn't feeling well, and the Lord touched her. Reminds me of the song my mother, the late Sister Dee, used to sing, "He Touched Me." Amen? Oh, he touched me. And I thank God that he's able to still touch us. Amen?
Amen.
We can feel the touch from Almighty God. All we have to do is stand true. Amen? God is able. God is able. Thank God for each and every one of you that are here today. In our presence, we read 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 9. We thank God for the reading of his word. We know that this message is a continuation from last Lord's Day. I trust all of you have your Bibles with you and something to write down, the scriptures. Thank God that we are able to get into the word of God and just to eat. Oftentimes, I'm reminded from my dear brother Levester when he says our nutrients, our spiritual nutrients. Brother reminds us of that. And I thank God. I heard even in the prayer as he was praying how the Lord blesses him even in the night to be able to lay down before he lays down to read a little word. And we thank God for it. His word is ever ready. It's always there, and it's at our disposal. All we have to do is get into it. Amen? And enjoy what God has given to us. We enjoy all the things of this life, so let us enjoy the word of God and enjoy the fellowship we have with our Father when we're reading his word, and he's given it to us. Because truly, we are in the last of the last days, and we don't know when Jesus is coming back. One day he's coming back. And as I said at the onset of the service, I thank God for my niece, my brother, my oldest brother, Pierre's daughter, Cherie. She reached out to me. She said, "Auntie, I'll be at church." And she's here, and I thank God for that. And I'm going to tell her little testimony. She said to me, she said, "Auntie, I don't have anything to wear." She was looking. She said, "I can't find a skirt." I said, "Well, we'll provide whatever you need." So she thought she had something, and then she turned around and she said, "It didn't work out. That's all right." But she came anyway. And I told her, "I'm glad you came. God will take care of that."
too many loved ones in this house of God, and they can provide what you need through God. Amen?
Amen.
Our God is able. Just love her beautiful smile. She's here today. Thank the Lord. As we said in our hearing, we read 2 Corinthians 9:6-9. We would like to go back to verse 7 to continue this message that the Lord has given to us. He says there in verse 7 of 2 Corinthians 9, Lord bless. He said, every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? On last Lord's Day, we left off with reading Acts, the 20th chapter, where Jesus said in verse 35, it is more blessed to give than to receive. O saints of God, Jesus is letting us know that the giver is happier than the getter. You see, God's economy, we will be more blessed if we are a spiritual channel rather than a spiritual roadblock. God wants to work through his people so that we will be a blessing to others. He is not saying in this verse of scripture that we just read that he wants us to go out and just give our money to just any old cause. No, if it benefits the kingdom of God, then God wants you and I to give accordingly. If we have the ability to address someone's need, if we have the ability to address that need with money, if we have the ability to address that need with our time, our encouragement, let us be used by God to do so. And God will return the favor to you and I. We are told in Proverbs 19 that when we show kindness to the poor, it is a loan to Almighty God, and God will repay that lender. He says there in verse 17, these words, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given will he pay him again. Let us give, saints of God, as we can from the heart. See, when we give from the heart, we know that we're doing it in faith. We know that we're doing it gladly. We know that we're doing it freely. We know that we're doing it with joy, everlasting. You see, in our scripture reading this morning, it said, God loveth a cheerful giver. Oh, praise the Lord, saints of God. What are you saying, Sister Renee? Praise the Lord that you and I are able to give. God has blessed us with so much that we're able to give to someone else. You see, when we give, we put ourselves in a place of humility. And when we're in that place of humility, God is able to use us in a mighty way. How many have found that to be so? God is able to use us to reach the lost. God is able to use us to reach loved ones who are out of the ark of safety. Oh, you may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I don't have a lot of money to give. Well, God is not looking for our money, but sometimes God is just looking for our time and our dedication to the things of Almighty God. God will place a soul in front of us. He will place a soul in our mind. And sometimes even with this new equipment that we have, electronics, we can reach a soul by just sending a text message. And we may send a text message and just say, I'm just checking on you. How are you doing today? I see how good the Lord has been. How many have reached out to a loved one just that way, just to send a little message out and find out how they're doing. Oh, saints of God, we're all going through something right now. Saints of God, there are people right now that are losing mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, losing all kinds of family members, and they just need a word of encouragement. Giving is not only in monetary ways, but giving can be in other ways. If you don't have money to give, you can give a card to someone. You can send a card through the mail, or you can even make a phone call, or as Sister Melita said, you can get up and go out and visit someone and just be in their presence, sharing the word of God with them. I thank God when we went to Brother Mann's, went to his son's home a couple weeks ago, I truly was blessed, saints of God. And I know that all the saints that were there were blessed too. We went there to
to be with Brother Man. And I tell you, when I was there being with Brother Man, I received a blessing from just being there. Amen. I thank God when we began to laugh and we began to share the word and to sing. And Brother Man was sharing his testimony and story with us. Oh, it brought joy to my soul. It brought joy because we even heard our dear brother Maurice sing out a couple tunes, helping out our dear brother Lavester on the bass side. We thank God for that. We thank God when we were singing. Oh, we could just look over and see how Brother Man was just enjoying it. Brother Man had just closed his eyes, and he was just enjoying what was going on, like as if he had not a care in the world. We thank God for that. Oh, saints of God, it's not always about taking money. It's not always about reaching in our pocket and giving it out. But God loves a cheerful giver when we're able to give, when God shows us how to give. You see, God is looking to bless those who obey him and to pursue the things of God's kingdom here on this earth. Not only does our giving demonstrate God's character to this old world, it increases our faith in him. It reminds us that we need to lean on God for everything. As we stated on last Lord's Day, our God is a giving God. He is a generous God. He is a God of abundance. He sacrificed willingly when he allowed his son to die on the cross for your sins and mine. And as his children, you and I are called to follow him. Our generosity in giving is proof of what God has done for you and I. Praise our God. When we are willing to give, we declare that our faith does not depend on material possessions, but instead we show that our faith is in Almighty God, who is always faithful to provide, just like he did for Elijah. You Bible students know the story of Elijah in 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. And I ask you to read it in your leisure, verses 7 through 16, how God fed him with the ravens. And when the brook dried up, he sent him to a widow to sustain him. That's just how good God is to us. He always has a ram in the bush. He will not allow his people to go without. We are told in Genesis 18, verse 14, these words, is anything too hard for the Lord? And all of us know the answer is no. He will always make a way out of no way. That is why David said in the 23rd division of Psalms, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Oh, saints of God, have you found that to be so? Praise our God. Turn with me to 1 John. The third chapter. I know we know these scriptures quite well, but I love to go back in the word of God and just to eat upon God's word a little. Look at what he says here in the 17th verse of 1 John 3. He said, but whoso has this world's good and see if his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion. See, this doesn't say anything about money. But it just says if you have this world's good, that means you might have an extra set of clothes. You may have an extra set of pots or pans. You may have an extra couch or a table or something. He said, but whoso has this world's good and see if his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? He said, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. You see, we can talk, as the world says, a good game. And we can say and brag all these things. But if we're not helping out one another, how have the love of God in us? Oh, God is worthy to be praised. And God uses his people to show his love to a sin-sick world, the one in which we are living in right now. You see, when we are faithful stewards, we will use everything that God gives us to his glory and to his honor. We oftentimes use the word stewardship in regard to money, while stewardship is basically about money and stewardship is the use of money. The word in more general terms means that we ought to do what God would have us to do in this life, to help out one another. As believers, we are committed to maintaining and using wisely all the gifts that God has bestowed upon us to help out others. Our common goal as a brother and sister in the faith is to share our gifts of time, our talents, our treasures. All of these are the blessings that you and I have received from Almighty God. I thank God for Sister Carol. She's always used her voice to the glory and honor of God. Even when she was singing with the Marshalls and Sister Roxanne, oh, she gave glory and honor to God for what God blessed her with. Oh, there are others in the congregation, too, that have a talent that God has blessed them with, and they use them to God's glory and God's honor. Praise our God. When we use things to God's glory and honor, we can say how much God loves us. And God loves the people of God. See, being committed to God and having Jesus Christ as the center of our life, and rather you ourselves will show the love that we have one to another. You see, as you and I walk with the Lord, we've got to grab hold of every opportunity to do what is just, to do what is right, and to do what is honest in the sight of Almighty God. Oh, we can say we love God, and we can say we love his people. But at the end of the day, the way we spend our time, the way we spend our money, it will show what we truly value. How many know what I'm talking about? Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, it all comes down to understanding why we do what we do. You see, do we understand the doctrine you and I live and abide by? Do we understand it beyond what we've been taught just because others have said so? Do we know it enough to tell someone what it means when we say it is our standard for living? If someone should ask us about being a cheerful giver, can we give them a scripture as to why we are a cheerful giver? You know, we are told these words in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, in the 15th verse. It said, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You see, each and every day we live out our hope in Christ Jesus. And it is visible to all those that we come in contact. Are we able to tell someone about the reason why we do the things that we do? Or are we just going to say, well, I attend 116 South Wayne Avenue. But has God given us enough within inside of us to be able to share what God would have for us to share with others? Can you tell how good God has been to you? Can you say to someone, you know, when I was down and I was sick, oh, I knew that the saints were praying for me. And I knew that the word of God says that you call upon the elders in the church if you are afflicted and they can anoint you with oil. And I knew that the prayer of faith will save me and the prayer of faith will lift me up. And I knew that it was from the effectual fervent prayers that my God was going to heal me. Can we say that to a loved one? Can we share that good news with someone about what God has given to us? And what God has done for us. Oh, you know, saints of God, like I said, it's more than money. It's more. Every time we talk about giving, some folks think it's all about giving money. No, it is not. You know, a testimony will help someone along the way. I thank God this morning when Sister India came in to drop off Little Infinity. She came and she noticed that the children weren't there and we were sitting there getting ready to offer up prayer, getting ready to do prayer requests. And she said, can I tell you my testimony? And we said, sure. So she sat down at the table and oh, truly this young saint in the Lord, she blessed our hearts this morning. She began to share with us about how good God has been to her. She shared with us the things that God has done for her and how she has been in the Word, reading the Word of God. And when she gets in the Word, she begins to read, and God shows her things, and she can hang on to the Word of God that's been preached to her. She's been going through some things on her job. Oh, and she's giving God the glory and giving God the praise, because she has stood still, saints of God, and seen the Lord work things out to God's glory and to God's honor. Oh, and then we were sharing with her how the Lord had beautified her and how she looked. And she told us, well, I'm getting ready to take care of some things. I'm getting ready to cut these off. When she was looking down at her fingers, she said, I'm getting ready to cut them off. And we gave praise and glory and honor to God, because God is working in this young saint to God's glory and to God's honor. And it is this, because all three of us, Sister Blake, Sister Millicent, and myself, we looked over at her, and I said to her as she was talking, I said, did you see how beautiful you are? You could see she was just glowing because she was happy in the Lord. Thank God for salvation, saints of God. Thank God for God's eternal word. He said in the Word of God, I'll beautify the meek with salvation. How beautiful do you look this afternoon, saints of God, now that you are saved and in the fold of Jesus Christ. Praise his name. Praise God for all that he has done for us. Truly our God is worthy to be praised this afternoon. Oh, yes, we've been taught the Word of God in this congregation. We had a pastor, the late Elder Wilbur, who taught us the Word. But we've got to know why we stand on the standard we stand on. We've got to know why we live the way we do. The Bible instructs us. The Bible tells us how we are to live our lives. And the Spirit of God is what moves upon us, guiding and directing us into the truth of God's word. So do we know why, God, we give according to the Word of God? Do we know why we come in and bring our tithes and offerings? I know we had a Sunday school lesson not too long ago that spoke to us concerning tithing, and we don't normally speak on these type of messages, because the saints of God, they bring in their tithes, they bring in their offerings, they bring it into Almighty God, and they do it with gladness. But turn with me to Malachi, the 3rd chapter, and look at what it says there in verse 8. And Malachi is just before the New Testament. Matthew starts out the New. I know it's a scripture we don't often use, but turn over there to Malachi, the 3rd chapter. He said in the Word of God, he said in that 10th verse, he said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven. Praise our God. God has opened up to us the windows of heaven, and God has poured us out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive. How many have received those blessings from God? How many can testify about how God has blessed you and I? But look back at verse 8. Look at what it says there. It says there, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have ye robbed thee? In tithes and offering. You see, this scripture and verses make it clear that you and I have a duty to pay our tithes. Amen. By not paying our tithes, we are guilty of robbing God. Oh, it's not the local congregation. It's in robbing God. Oh, paying tithes is a serious thing. I can remember when I first got saved, and I thank God for Sister Holmes. And she was at the time, she was a deaconess in the house of the Lord, and she was serving. She was at her post. She gave me a nice little book on definitions and things. And then she sat down with me, and I don't know if she even remembers, but I remember it. She sat down with me and she told me about my Christian walk. And then she shared with me about my duty of paying my tithe and making sure I take it off the top, not after I go in and pay all my bills and then come out and say, well, this is left over and I'll give this to God. Not so. Sister, show me how you pay your tithes and how you pay off your net, what God has given you. I mean, your gross, excuse me, what God has given you. Oh, and I've been paying my tithes ever since, and I thank God. I thank God because, you know, I hear a lot of folks say, well, I got to pay my bills first, and then I got to see. No, you give God first, and God will make sure all your bills are paid in accordance. How many have found that to be so? Oh, there are times I know, saints of God, I've gone into the store, and I know I've only had so much money. And then when I get in, I try to calculate to make sure what I'm picking up. And, you know, sometimes you get up there, you start seeing that the register, the thing going up on that screen, and you know what you got in your pocket. Then all of a sudden, it looks like something goes over there, and it's on sale, and you didn't even know it. Yeah. Praise our God. Or they scan it. And it used to be when you go to Kroger, they would scan it, and it scanned wrong, the wrong price. And they'd say, oh, we have a policy that if it's the wrong, different price than what's on the shelf, you get it for free. Praise our God. And God will allow it to come up, and you may be able to get back 3 cents in change. Praise our God. Don't count God out. Praise our God. Our God is able. Amen. He's able. Don't rob him in your tithe. Pay your tithes to Almighty God. Because our tithes provide for the needs of the house of God, for the house of God, and the needs that arise. We're told these words in Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, verse 9. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Oh, give God first. Don't be like Cain in the Old Testament. Give God the first, the best, everything from the top.
Amen.
He says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Praise our God. Amen. You see, when you give honor the Lord with thy substance, with the first fruits of all thine increase, he says, so shall, that's a guarantee, thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy pressure shall burst out with new wine. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God, saints. Saints of God, when we follow what thus saith the Lord, God has promised that his blessings would be upon those who faithfully obey his commands. This is why we don't grudgingly give to God or think we are just being kind and donating to the cause of Jesus Christ. You don't donate to the cause of Christ. My. But we are obeying a direct command from God's eternal word. Don't let the devil work in your mind and have you dwell on all the things that you said you think you could have spent that money on. No, give it to God, and know it's going to be used to the glory and honor of God. See, if you dwell on that like that, that's not an attitude that's pleasing to Almighty God. That's not pleasing to God. Let us give willingly, knowing that we are pleasing to God. In our scripture text this morning, we read in 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. He says there in verse 7, he said, every man according as he purposes in his heart. He said, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, thinking that, well, I just have to give. You know, they don't have that much. No. Our Heavenly Father is rich. Praise our God. He said, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency. Praise God. Have you found that so, saints of God? In all things, not just in money, but in all things, God will make sure you have all sufficiency. He said, may abound to every good work. God doesn't just ask us to give. He desires that we will do it willingly. You see, God has blessed us so that we might be a blessing to others. You Bible students know the story of Abraham in the Old Testament. The blessing of Abraham was the gracious heavenly gift that Abraham received as part of God's plan to create a new nation on earth. God's blessing of Abraham fulfilled is in Jesus Christ. You see, its blessing is recorded back in Genesis, the 12th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. And look at what the word of God says. He says there, starting with verse 1, now the Lord has said unto Abram, and see, at this time his name was Abram. He said, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. He went on to say, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, oh, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You think about these words, saints of God. Oh, look at what God said to him. He went on there and said in verse 3, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. And all of us were blessed. How were we blessed? Because of Jesus Christ. We are told Abraham's fulfillment is in Jesus Christ. We are told in Galatians 3, verse 16, he is the seed, which is Christ Jesus. You see, Abraham was blessed, and that blessing includes the promise that he would have a great name, that he would become a great nation. And God would bless those who would bless him. Furthermore, Abraham would be a blessing. Praise our God. Oh, saints of God, I know that when we do as the Lord has shown us to do, we are a blessing to someone else. Praise our God. You see, through Abraham, all nations on earth would be blessed. What a promise and a blessing to know that God blessed us through Abraham. And that seed is Jesus Christ himself. Praise God. This is what Paul was saying to the Corinthian saints. And what Paul is saying to you and I, when we are blessed from God, we must give to others. Our gift giving must come from a pure heart, not grudgingly, not saying, well, I'm just going to do it because I see everyone else doing. No, we are to give. We are to be cheerful when we give. We must not give out of a sense of compulsion, but it's got to be a happy giving, a glad giving, a freely giving, because God has given us so much. Oh, you may be saying right now with Sister Renee, I give all the time, but are you doing it willingly? Are you doing it cheerfully? Are you doing it to the glory and honor of Almighty God? Oh, there are a lot of people making donations. You think about it, saints of God. When you go by some of these buildings that are being built now down when you're the new freeway that's going in that they've been, you know, working on 70 going east, you see all those big old buildings they're building up there, behavioral health and all those. But do you see a person's name underneath? They've got listed up there, a name listed. Why? Because that person has given millions of dollars to that to the hospital. And you'll see these are, and when you walk inside of the hospital, you'll see there at Children's Hospital, and it'll say a donation wall. And these people got a brick with their name on it. Why? Because they donated so much money to that cause. Well, saints of God, we're not donating to God. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
But we are giving to Almighty God what God has given to us. To how he has blessed us. We don't donate to God.
Amen.
Oh, praise Amen. Our God. Oh, praise him for all that he has done for us. Praise our God. Neither do we need to be convinced that God will bless us if we pay our tithes, because he's already told us so in the word of God. But we give. We don't give to be seen of mankind either. But we give. We don't need our names written out on a brick and placed on the front of the congregation.
Right.
Praise our God. But in our giving, we give, and God said he will bless us openly. Praise God. Oh, I know Jesus said in Matthew, he said in the word of God, when you do your alms, you do them in secret, and the Lord will bless you what? Openly. Praise God. Have you found that to be so? You don't have to write out on a scroll and say, well, I gave this much, or I did this much. But if someone says, well, you know, I saw a sister out there doing this and she was going up and down the street. Oh, that's someone else giving a testimony because God is allowing that to be seen because God wants that to be known. Praise God. But we don't have to get up in the middle of the congregation. As I've been, I've been in places before and people have gotten up and they get up and they make a big stance about what they're putting in. No, you give and God will bless. I can remember years ago, Sister Maria attended a service. She shared with me she was so hurt. You know, she was there, and people were getting up and making an announcement about what they were putting in. That's not of God. You give as God would have you to give. If we would pass the plate right now and we would say there was a cause we needed to give to, someone sitting next to you might be able to put $20 in the plate and you might just be able to put a dollar. But you give because God has blessed you to be able to give that. Don't look over and say, well, you know, Sister So-and-so put in 20. I'm going to go in here and put this in if God didn't say for you to do it. We don't give out of compulsion or what someone else is doing, but we give as the good Lord has blessed us. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, it's sad to say that there are many Christians in the world today right now who give 1,001 reasons or excuses why they don't give to others, or that they don't pay their tithes. However, in the passage of Scripture that we read this morning, Paul is letting us know that what we measure out, we are going to reap. You see, giving comes from the heart. Praise God. We should never give, but we are going to complain. You see, if you're going to complain about giving, don't give. Because God loves a cheerful giver. When we are generous in our giving to others, God returns the same measure of generosity to you and I. Jesus said these words in Luke 6, verse 38 in part. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. How many have found that to be so in your giving? And God turns around and blesses you. You see, if we complain about giving and the things that we do for others, we rob ourselves of a blessing from Almighty God. And a chance to receive back from God what God would have for us. But if we simply go through the motions of serving others, you know that we are serving Almighty God and doing some. Praise our God. You see, the greatest among us is a servant. And I want to be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about you? Praise God. I want to do all things to the glory and honor of God. I want to serve others. I want to serve God. I don't want to serve God in a way that it is begrudgingly. No, I want to serve him so that I know that I can have the true joy that it speaks about in the Word of God, a true joy that comes from loving God and serving God in the way God has told us to serve. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians and look at what it says there in 1 Corinthians 13. Paul was speaking here to the saints there at Corinth. And look at what he says to them in this scripture text. He said, though I speak, starting with verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. And you know charity is what? Love. He said, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Paul went on. Paul was telling us here he can speak with the tongues of men, meaning he had all wisdom and knowledge and angels and have not charity. Paul didn't have charity. Paul was letting us know he was doing nothing but making a lot of noise. He said, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. He said, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, oh, look at what he was saying, so that I could remove mountains. Oh, Paul was saying, he was breaking down what Jesus had told us in the Word of God. If we have faith as the grain of mustard seed, we can say unto this mountain, be thou removed. He went on to say, and have not charity. Charity we know is love. He said, I am nothing. He went on to say, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Saints of God, everything we do has to be in love. Has to be in love for Almighty God, because God so loved the world, he gave. He gave the greatest gift that was ever given, and that gift was his son, Jesus Christ. And God wants you and I to love even in our giving. Praise our God. You see, God never desired that we serve him because we feel like we have to. He wants us to find joy in serving him, joy in giving to others. Our God's nature is open-hearted. His nature is giving. And if we are not motivated by the love of Almighty God, then as Paul said, it profits us nothing. My, my, my. We can give generously, But are we doing it grudgingly? I want my giving to bring glory and honor to the kingdom of God. Praise our God when we give, saints. When we give cheerfully, we are showing where our affections are truly placed. And when we give, we won't walk away regretful that we did give. My, my, my. There are people who have given and walk away and talk about it. Well, I didn't want to give them that much. Then why did you give? See, if our affections are set on things above, as Paul told the saints at Colossians in Colossians 3, 2, then we can freely give because our joy and our happiness are in the things of God and not in the money that we have given. Oh, saints of God, let us remember that no matter how well we serve God and how much we have given, Jesus said in Luke 17, verse 10, we are unprofitable servants. Meaning that we have done that which was our duty to do. Praise our God. If we are ruled by a love for money, then we might give grudgingly out of a duty or a requirement, but we won't be a cheerful giver. God is looking for cheerful givers. He's looking for those who give because we love Almighty God. One thing we got to remember, saints of God, everything belongs to God anyway. We are told these words in the 24th division of Psalms, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Therefore, the money in our bank accounts, it belongs to God. Amen. Praise our God. That money we have in there was given to us by Almighty God. And you and I are stewards of God's blessing to us. And we're all going to have to give an account in the day of judgment as to how we have managed what God has blessed us with. You Bible students know the story of the rich ruler in Luke, the 18th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. We're going to start there with the 18th verse and look at what the Word of God says in Luke 18, verse 18. He says there, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Oh, Jesus went over the commandments with him. He said, do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. And then he told him, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, all these, this is what the rich ruler said, all these I have kept from my youth. See, he thought there was much more that he was going to have to do because he asked the question of Jesus. It said, and a certain ruler asked him, saying, good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He thought good works could get him into the kingdom of God. And people are thinking the same today, saints of God. They're thinking that they can do all these things. I'll give to the cause of God. I'll give to this. That's not going to get you eternal life in the kingdom of God. He went on to say there in verse 22, now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, yet lacketh thou one thing. Oh, look what Jesus told him. He said, sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. Oh, he told him to distribute to who? The poor. And he said, and when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, see, he wasn't giving, wanting to give. He wasn't wanting to receive something so that he can give out of a good heart, but he was sorrowful, the word of God says, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? He said, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Then Peter said, lo, we have left all and follow thee. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, there is no man that has left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold in this present time. Saints of God, have we received manifold from Almighty God?
Amen.
Praise our God. Now that we are children of God, we have received manifold and more in this present time. And he said, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Praise God. You see, saints of God, there are people in our society today that feel the same way as this rich ruler did. Many believe that their money is their rule. Jesus said in this passage we just read, for it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. You see, obsession and adultery with earthly riches, it makes it harder for one to want to follow God or to have any hope of reaching the kingdom of God. And that's a sad thought to think about, saints of God. Brother Byron and I were talking about this the other day. And he stated to me, he said that it says, then for a rich man to enter. You see, that lets us know that it is hard for them to even come or to even begin the salvation journey. He said it's hard for them to enter. Jesus did not say that they cannot be saved, but he said it's hard for them to turn from idolizing their riches to serving Almighty God. How many know there are some that are like that today? Oh, there are many who are just like that rich ruler. You see, we are saved through God's gift of grace and God's mercy, and all because of our faith in Almighty God. We are told in Ephesians 2, verse 8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith. We're told in Romans 5, verse 1, therefore being justified by faith. You see, nothing we do earns us salvation. It is by the gift of Almighty God. Oh, Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 3, it is the poor in spirit who will inherit the kingdom of God. Rich people are so often blind to their spiritual poverty because what? They are proud of all of their accomplishments that they have made in this life, and they have become comfortable in all of those accomplishments with all of their wealth, and they are not concerned about their soul. This is why Jesus said these words, and I know you know it well, in Mark the 8th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment and look at what he says there in that 36th verse of Mark 8. He said, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? We have so many right now that are out there in the world right now, and they've gained the whole world, and many are losing their own soul. I shared with Brother Byron the other day when we were talking, I believe it was on Monday, him and I were talking, and I shared with him, they just showed on the news where the man of one of these stores, Bath & Body, he was the CEO of the company, he went out there and jumped off of the balcony. He killed himself. You see, riches doesn't mean that you're happy. There are so many rich right now that are so miserable with their lives. Look at all the ones that have committed suicide. Look at some of these rappers, and look at some of those ones that when we were children in our childhood, we would run after, and we were listening to them, the Michael Jacksons of the time and the Princes and all that kind of stuff. Many of them have died from drugs. Elvis Presley, all of them, they had money. My husband oftentimes used to say they were nothing but a Visa card unlimited. But look at them right now. They are in eternity. Why? Because their money could not buy them happiness. You are only happy in God. Praise our God. The joy of the Lord is our strength this afternoon. Our happiness is in knowing Jesus Christ. Oh, praise God, saints of God. That's what Jesus said in the Word of God. Oh, it reminds me of when they were there at the time of feet washing. And remember the words that Jesus said there. He said, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do it. That's what makes you happy. Praise God. Not having records that are selling millions and millions of records. I know someone might be sitting there saying, oh, Sister Renee, but it sure would feel good to have those millions. But let me tell you something. We just read here in the Word of God what Jesus said when he said that it is hard for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Praise our God. Oh, rich people are not likely to humble themselves before Almighty God. Proverbs 14:1 says, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Praise God. Solomon here is letting us know, just like in the parable of the rich ruler, that it's better to be monetarily poor and to have the peace of mind which comes from fearing the Lord than to have great financial wealth and to think you have no need of God in your life and you die a pauper without Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. I know some feel by these scriptures that God doesn't want anyone to have any riches or any good. Not so. Not so. Turn with me to the 49th division of Psalms. Look at what we are told here in verse 16 of that scripture reading. Praise our God. He said, be not thou afraid when one is made rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he liveth, he blessed his soul, and men will praise thee when thou doest well to thyself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. Men that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish. Oh, the one scripture I was looking for. Also, Psalm 62, turn with me there. And look at what it says there in that scripture. Psalm 62, verse 10. He said, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, you see, if you do fall into some riches, if you do fall into some money, the Bible just says, if riches increase, set not your what? Heart upon them. See, if you get a little money, you don't have to set your heart upon. Still know that your supply comes from Almighty God. Amen. Praise our God. You see, our world is full of get-rich schemes. People are chasing after mega millions. They purchase lottery tickets over purchasing milk and bread for their children. Saints of God, I've stood behind people in line, and no doubt you have too, while they're purchasing hundreds of dollars in lottery tickets, yet standing there with a child, and the child asks them for a piece of candy, only to be told that they don't have any money to buy it. When they just purchase $100 worth of lottery tickets on a hope and a slim possibility of winning. People have been led to believe that these get-rich schemes are their tickets out of poverty. Yet it is noted that many have won millions and millions of dollars. And if they do not have a financial advisor, they are broke today. Proverbs 13, verse 11 says these words. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. You see, God wants us to work for everything that we get. He said, if you don't work, you don't eat. God didn't want us just to sit around and want something to just fall into our laps. God wants us to go out and do a hard day's work. We have many in this congregation who have retired after years and years of working. Praise our God. Also, we are told in Proverbs, the 23rd chapter, look at what he says here. We're told labor not to be rich. Turn with me to Proverbs 23. And look at what it says, starting with verse 1. It says, when thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what it is before thee, and put a knife to thy throat if thou be a man given to appetite. Be not desirous of his dainties, for they are deceitful meat. Oh, thanks God, we got to have our armor on for everything. Amen?
Amen.
Even when you sit down to eat with somebody. He went on to say here, labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. Praise our God. Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven. There are people who have received tons and lots of money. And one day, and then a couple days later, or 2 months later, they're broke. He went on to say here, eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meat. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. My. Also, Jesus says these words in Luke 12, verse 15. He said, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Also, Proverbs 16, verse 8 says, better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Oh, thanks to God, let us be rich in the things of God and not of this world. Let us not be blind as to how we look to the Lord, but let us remember Jesus' word to the church of the Laodiceans in Revelation, the third chapter, and I know you know this well. He says there in verse 17, they claimed to be rich, and Jesus said, increase with goods and had need of nothing. Jesus said, these are deceived because they are wretched. He went on to say, and miserable. He said, poor and blind and naked. Oh, saints of God, let us not get more excited about the money the church has in the bank more than about souls on the altar. My.
Amen.
We need more than money. We need more than crowds. We need more than bigger buildings and bigger churches and recognition in our community. What people need is Jesus Christ. They need the love of Jesus in them. And we can see it, as Sister was saying, even in the prayer request this morning. She was remembering the young man that went around and just shooting people just for the sake of shooting folks. How sad of a time in which we are living right now, saints of God. How sad of a time when people don't see the love of God, because we're living in a time where the world has pushed everything in a rush, and the world is rushing by so quickly. I was sharing with Sister Smith this morning. We were sitting here, and we were talking, you know, Brother Byron mentioned on last Lord's Day, and he mentioned again on Wednesday night, that is not a convenient time for people. And I told Sister Smith this morning, not only that, but also Jesus Christ reminded us in the Word of God that we would come to this time when many souls would not be saved. Souls are not looking to be saved right now. Why? Because many are out there. And what are they doing? As the Word of God says, they're out there marrying and giving in marriage. They're out there doing all the things that they want to do. And they're not thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ. They're going about, you know, now that COVID has been through the land, and I believe almost everybody, close to everybody, has received it. People are out just going and living their lives, and they're going on cruises, they're going on trips. There's nothing wrong. Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the fruit of your labor, but enjoy it in Jesus Christ. Know where your soul stands with Almighty God. You can get out on a cruise ship and that cruise ship sink. Where are you going to spend eternity? You can get up in a plane and that plane come out of here. Where are you going to spend eternity? That's for each and every one of us driving on the freeway. I shared and Sister shared with you when I was coming home the other night on Wednesday night, just before Wednesday night prayer meeting. I left out from Sister Maria's. I was on the way home, and I got there to get onto the other freeway, and there was a five-car pallet. I don't know how five cars piled, but they were all mangled up, and how they got mangled up like they did, I still couldn't figure it out, but wasn't for me to figure out. But we sat there 45 minutes on the freeway. I said to Sister Blake, you know, the sun was beating down. Although you're sitting in the car, that sun is still beating in on the car. I was tired, but I just sat there and I thanked the Lord that I, first of all, wasn't in the accident, because it was just ahead of us. But, you know, cars are going so fast. People are on their cell phones doing all manner of things. That's just how quick you can go into eternity, saints. And then as soon as we got past that accident, I got onto the other freeway and got up there going, and I say we because God was with me. And as we're going down the freeway, there's another two cars piled up. Oh, saints of God, it can come just like that. But do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Praise our God. Oh, just don't allow these things of this world to have us to take covetousness and all of these things that we have and all these possessions, but know where our soul is with Almighty God. Is it right with God? Is it right with Almighty God? Because we all need Jesus. Our neighbor needs Jesus. Our coworker needs Jesus. Oh, we need him bad in our society today. We must tell people how they have to seek God out. We must welcome God into our lives, worship him, honor him, follow him, obey God's eternal word. Praise our God. See, if the things of God are available to people in the world to get a hold of, maybe they'll get a hold of them and come to Jesus Christ. But right now, the world is pushing all kinds of things out in front of people, and mankind is running after things. They're chasing after all the riches of the land and not thinking about their soul. I say to you, and I've said this, I believe it was last Lord's Day, and the Spirit is bringing up, read Matthew 24 and take your time when you're reading it. As I share with you, when Sister Beverly read this at one Tuesday Bible study, she took her time and read each one of the verses. And as she was reading them, the word of God was penetrating. I was hearing what Jesus was saying. And it seemed as if I had never heard this scripture before. But when she was there and it said, take heed that no man deceive you, and how God had her read that scripture. He said, for many shall come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. We're having it happen, saints of God, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of war. Where wars are going on right now, right? With Ukraine, there's a war between Russia and Ukraine. He says, see that ye be not troubled. Oh, he's telling us, don't be troubled. He said, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Then he went on to say, nations shall rise up again. Are we seeing that right now? Kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilence. Are we hearing about it, saints of God? Famines and pestilence, diseases, contagious diseases. We get from one disease, we had COVID. Now we're talking about monkeypox. Now they're talking about another disease. He said, in earthquakes and diverse places, flooding is going on all over the place. Look at the folks down in Mississippi who are suffering right now. You would think in America, where we can have clean water, the land of the free, but we still have people that are suffering. And Jesus went on to say, he said, all these are the beginning of sorrow. Saints of God, this is just the beginning of sorrow. Why? Jesus went on to say, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Saints of God, you're going to be persecuted because you love the Lord. You live for Almighty God. Oh, yes, we're affected by the things that go on in this life. We're not walking around every day whistling Dixie, so to speak. We've got things that we go through. We have headaches. We also have arthritis. We also have short money coming up when we may not be able to pay our bills. We are going to go through the same afflictions that are in this life. But after you suffer a while, how long is a while? I can't tell you. That is up to Almighty God. He said, after you've suffered a while, he will establish you. He will settle you. Praise our God. Amen. That's what our God will do for us. Amen. Praise our God. And he will keep our eye on the sparrow. If you love the Lord, even if you go through something, God will keep your eye on the sparrow. He'll keep your eye on Jesus Christ and not on your circumstance. So the devil can use you to say, oh, woe is me. I'm going through. Why am I going through this and not someone else? Well, why not go through it? Reason for us going through something, saints of God, so that we can show others the love of Almighty God and what our God is able to do. And then he went on to say, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And this is where I wanted to get to. He said, and because iniquity is sin, shall abound. A sin is abounding right now. It is multiplying in our land. The love of many shall what? Wax cold. But look at what he says, but he that shall endure unto the end, saints, let us endure. Let us not get in the middle of this battle and take off our armor and not stand for Almighty God. But let us endure unto the end. And the same, he said, shall be saved. Oh, what are you saying, Sister Renee? When you got on the armor, and I know we went through a series of armor, and we're probably going to go through some more when we have our Bible study. Lord bless our dear brother, Levester and brother Maurice as they prepare for it. But you think about when he tells the saints of God. You may say to me, Sister Renee, what does this have to do with giving? Oh, our subject was, Lord, what will thou have me to do? What will God have us to do? God will have us to stand in the midst of this fight that we are in. We are in a spiritual warfare right now, saints of God. And the enemy is trying to do everything he can to get us off course. He's trying to make us look at the riches of this world. He's trying to make us to look around and say we are lacking in things, but we are not lacking in anything, saints of God. We are spiritually rich in Almighty God. Look at what he says there. He says in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, turn there for a moment with me and look at what he says there in the Word of God. Paul says in verse 10, he says, finally, my brethren, he says, be strong in the Lord. Saints, are we strong in Almighty God? Are we strong in the things of Almighty God? Do we know what our spiritual power, who our spiritual power is, that it is the power of the Holy Spirit working in you and I? He went on to say, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He told us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wild of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Brother Byron and I had a long talk on Monday about this. Oh, we're wrestling against all kinds of spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, it is all over, saints of God. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Listen to the word, saints of God. He said the rulers of the darkness of this world. He said against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, he said, wherefore? And that wherefore means for this reason, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able what? To withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. God wants us to be able to stand. Oh, he wants us to stand, therefore having our loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, he wants us to take the shield of faith. Oh, we've got to have faith, saints of God. We walk by faith and not by sight. He said, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You got to have your sword, saints of God, when you go out into this world. Why are you saying that, Sister Renee? Oh, turn with me to the 73rd division of Psalms. You see, when your eyes get off of Almighty God, you might find yourself in the same place at Asaph found himself. And look at what he said in the 73rd division of Psalms. He said there he was envious at the foolish. But let us go back to verse 1. He said, truly, God is good. Saints, have we found God to be good? He said, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. He said, but as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. Oh, look at what he was saying. You see, saints of God, when we began to look at the world and we began to look at all those who have all kinds of things out here in this world, and we began to say, well, I serve Almighty God. Why don't I have this? Why don't I have that? Our feet might almost be gone. Our steps had well nigh slipped. Then he went on to say, for I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity
prosperity of the wicked. Don't look across the street at your neighbor's jet boat, but look up to heaven from whence cometh your help, knowing your help coming from Almighty God. He went on to say there, he said, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. He said, they are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Oh, it looks like they don't have to go through anything. It looks like everything is on their side. Oh, but look at what he went on to say there. He said, therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Oh, that sin is all over them. He went on to say that their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. Oh, you think about it. Some of them have gold-plated toilets. They have all kinds of things, saints of God. They've got yachts. They've got boats. They've got cars. They've got houses where they got 7-car garages and a car for each and every day of the week. Oh, look at what he said. He said, they are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens. Oh, you know, I obtained these riches. I didn't get them from God. Oh, I went out and I got these. Oh, my. They set their mouth against the heavens and their tongue walketh through the earth. They boast about everything they got. Therefore, his people return hither, and waters of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Oh, they scoff at Almighty God. Oh, my. He said, behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. You may be saying, but Sister Renee, why does God allow? Hold on and listen what he says. He said, verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. He said, and washed my hands in innocency. He went on to say, for all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. He said, if I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. You know, saints of God, some things are going to last for generations to come from some of the things people are doing. He said, when I thought to know this, it was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Oh, when he went into the sanctuary of God, when he got there with Almighty God, you know, in that closet, when he was there working with Almighty God, he said, then understood I therein. When he got there with Almighty God and God brought before his very eyes exactly what the end of them will be, he said, surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How they are brought into desolation, as in a moment they are utterly consumed with tears. He said, as a dream when one awaketh, he said, so, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. My. He said, thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. Oh, he was convicted of what he was thinking early on when he was looking at all the prosperity of the wicked. He went on to say there, so foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. My. He said, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thank God that he is holding our hands, saints of God. Thank God he is helping us. He, the Spirit of the Lord, is guiding and directing us. When someone comes up with these get-rich-scheme things that say, well, you can get this and you can get that, thank God that the Spirit of the Lord will say to you, no, I'm going to stay with Almighty God. He said, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. That's where I will to be received. He said, whom have I in heaven but thee? Oh, and there is none upon earth and that I desire beside thee, saints of God. Is this our desire this afternoon? He said, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart. God, the strength of your heart this afternoon. And my portion forever. Have you settled it? Live or die, I am the Lord.
He said, but lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it's good for me to draw what? It's good for me to draw near to God.
Amen.
Saints of God, when we're going through something, let us draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord. Is your trust in God? That I may declare all thy works. Have we put our trust in the Almighty God? You see, when the things of the world come, we don't want our feet to slip or almost slip. When we see others prospering in this world's goods. You see, the hymnal says, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Oh, let us turn our eyes on the one who supplies all of our needs. We are told in Philippians 3, verse 18, according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. Praise our God, saints of God. Let us remember that no matter how well we serve God and how much we have given, Jesus said in Luke 17:10, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Oh, saints of God, all of our time and our money belong to God. Let us not look at the wicked and look at all the things that they're prospering. But let God be our portion. Let God be, draw nigh to the Lord, that God can use us to his glory and honor. You see, we ought to not think that God just simply wants a portion of our time on Sunday morning and into Sunday afternoon and Tuesday Bible study or Wednesday night. No, God wants all of us, saints of God, all of our time invested in Almighty God. We've got to be prayerful, saints of God. I know we're living in a fast-paced world, and I know there are children that are being drawn away. Children are out there in the world right now. Children are trying to, you know, they want to make a buck. They want to make money. They want to do these things. But let us ask God in everything to do, Lord, what will thou have me to do? May we be good stewards of our time and our money for Almighty God. In Isaiah 58, we're coming to a close. He says these words in verse 7. He says, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to the house. When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him. See, this is what God would have for us to do, saints. Thou cover him, and thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. You see, when we submit our wills to his will and follow his guidelines, we will see the need to help, to reach out to others beyond these four walls of this church here. All saints of God, our Heavenly Father knows that it's hard for you and I to discern who needs this or who needs that. We see folks sitting on the street sign. I need help. One gentleman down here at Broad Street, coming off the freeway, he has a sign, and I'm not for sure if he's on something or what, because he carries on out there. But he has a sign, and he says, swear to God. I said, oof. Saw that sign, and I wanted to say to him, you know, sir, you need to take that off of there. You don't swear to God. But he started acting up, and I said, Lord, thank you. Showed me that I don't need to say anything. But then the other day, I was with Tatum and Liam and going around to the store, and the young man had a sign. He was a young man, could be about 20-something. He had a sign, and he said, I've fallen on hard times, and I need a little help. And I saw in his pocket a cell phone. I could see one of them fancy cell phones. And right behind him, there was a Chick-fil-A, I think that's how it's pronounced. And I said, and it said, join our team. And I said to him, I said, sir, there's a sign right there. They said, they'll hire you, $15 an hour. Young man, couldn't have been about 25 at the most, standing there on the street, talking about I've fallen on hard times. Saints of God, God wants us to help. God wants us to help. In Deuteronomy 15, verse 11, it says these words, "For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, Thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to the poor, thy poor, and to thy needy in the land." Did you notice that this is a command and not a recommendation from the Lord God? Jesus also told us in John 12, verse 8, "For the poor always ye shall have with you." Saints of God, our scripture text this afternoon asked the question, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" And the answer is to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Let all of our actions, let all of our thoughts, and all that we do for the poor, toward the poor, become a reflection of the God in us. Thank God he has saved us. He has blessed us with so much. Helping out someone else is what God would have for us to do. It's not all, as we said at the beginning of the service, it's not all monetary. Sometimes it may be just sitting down and opening up the Word of God and sharing with them about Jesus, about how he died to save their soul. God bless you is my prayer.
Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen. And when we make that inquiry of the Lord, we need to be ready to hear what the Lord reveals to us. Can't say, you say, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And then the Lord indicates what that is. And we say, "Well, Lord, that's not what I had in mind." We can't presume to tell the Lord anything. We can't command the Lord. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do is a surrender to the will of God. It is a submission to the Lord in our giving in whatever form that it would be. As Pastor said, it's not just money, it's our time, our talents, our compassion, giving comfort to someone, giving instruction to someone. Amen. Amen. And that's the way that we are true servants of God. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the thing that the Lord may have us to do, when you obey the command of the Lord, you and the Lord may be the only ones who know.
Amen.
We don't sound a trumpet before us or after us. But, "Well, I did thus and so and thus and so." And nobody was around and knew it, but I didn't know. But that's not of God. We're told that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Word of God also tells us that a man ought not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. Amen. We are to be sober and humble before
Amen.
Almighty God. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Whether it's what's in my pocket, or if it's my time or my talents, my strength,
Amen.
Whatever it might be. Amen. Thank God for the word today.
Amen. Amen. Praise
God. That we think soberly about this message. Amen. Amen. Sister Millicent, what? 393. Number 393. Shall we stand? Number 393 in the worship of the Lord. Amen. And if there's one who does not know the Lord in the free pardon of their sins, and they say, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" The first thing is to repent. Repent and be saved. That's the start of it. Amen. So we have to think of it also in terms of that. It's almost like the Philippian jailer. We're told of who said, "What must I do to be saved?" Amen. That's not a multiple choice question.
No, ma'am.
and says, Lord, what wilt thou have me do? That's not multiple choice. Lord, do you want me to do A or B or C or D? Well, it may be none of those. The Lord may have something else for you to do. Or the Lord may have you to do all of those things.
Amen.
Amen. We can't put God on a short leash and say, Lord, well, I have some things in mind. I have certain plans. And, Lord, I hope that your will is according to my plan. But the Lord tells us in Jeremiah, the Lord says, I know the thoughts I think of you. So God already has a plan for each and every one of us. Amen. Individual. Individual plan. I know in education, they have what they call IEPs for different children. If they learn in a different way, I'm not saying that they're impaired. I'm just saying they learn in a different way than others. And they call it IEP, an individual education plan. Well, God has an individual, in addition to meeting,
Amen.
Obeying the commandments that God has given to all of us, and that we have to be live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We have to have surrendered ourselves to the Lord. We have to repent of sin and receive forgiveness through the blood of Jesus, and then live godly and obeying the Lord's commandments. But then beyond that, the Lord has individual plan for each and every one of us. We have to run the race that is set before us. And we have to endure. We can't decide, okay, I'm going to stop running now. But each of us has an individual plan that God has for our lives. And God has placed Pastor Jenkins to be overseer, to preach the word of God. And that may not be my plan. That may not be your plan. But God has one for me, and God has one for you. And so we have to measure to that plan that God has for
Amen.
Each and every one of us.
Thank the Lord.
It's individualized. And I can't say, well, you know, I want to do what Brother so-and-so is doing. Well, that may not be God's plan for me. God has another place for me.
Amen.
And something that he wants me to do. And if I don't do that, then I'm not being obedient to the Lord. I'm not in his will. So we each have to say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen. And whatever that is, we want to be diligent, and we want to do it heartily as unto the Lord and not unto men.
Amen.
Amen. Number 393, to worship the Lord. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, so are you weary and trouble, no light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior, and life more abundant and free. And the
through death into life everlasting. When we're saved, we follow him there because we have to die to that old life of sin. So we pass through death into that promise of everlasting life, and we follow Jesus there. And when we do, it says, and this has to be our testimony. This has to be where we stand. Over us, sin no more hath dominion. We've quit that old life of sin. Sin does not have power over us anymore. Amen. It says, for more than conquerors we are. We have to be conquerors in this life. Amen. And so we turn our eyes upon Jesus. So when we say, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? It's because we see Jesus. Amen. The author and finisher of our faith. Amen. Praise our God. Thank God. Is there one who wants to turn, who does not know Jesus, but wants to turn? Amen. Amen. You come to God, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. Amen. And he's holding out an invitation. He's inviting whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Amen. There's no need to thirst for that which the world cannot supply. The things of the world cannot quench thirsting in your soul for the things of God. It doesn't matter what you attain. It doesn't matter what you achieve. Doesn't matter. None of those things matter because they'll never quench that thirsting, that longing in your soul. Amen. Is there one who will say, is there one who will say, I don't know God, but pray for my soul?
Amen.
Is there one?
Amen.
Amen. Is there one who will say, I know the Lord, but I want to keep my eyes on Jesus?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Through all things. Amen. I don't want to start looking around, even as Peter, when Jesus was walking on the water. And he asked, Peter was in the boat, and he asked Jesus to bid him come to him, walk on the water to him. And Jesus bid him to come. But once he got out there, he started looking around at things. And his faith failed him, and he started to sink. Now, that same thing can happen in this life. We don't want to start looking around at things and think that God is not able to keep us and think that Jesus does not have his eye on us. So we need to keep our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Amen. I want to keep my eyes trained on him. Amen. Turn your eyes on Jesus. We'll sing that last verse.
His world shall not fail you. He promised us. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying. His turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strange. Lead him in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen. 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 Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Praise God. Thank God for his word today. Amen. Amen. We saw the hands that were raised that just want to remain in the Lord. We didn't see any hands that were raised. Those who don't know the Lord, who want to know the Lord, but we're going to pray for those souls anyway. Amen. Because the word was preached. But we know that sometimes it takes more than just once. Sometimes it takes more than just twice. Sometimes it takes more than a dozen times. We're going to continue to pray for souls who are unsaved. Because sometimes they don't know that they're opposing themselves. We know that Jesus, as he hung on the cross, said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we're going to continue to pray for souls that are lost. That they have to come to a realization that they are lost and undone without God. We're also going to pray for the hands of those of us who raised our hands that we want to be sure. We want to be steadfast and sure that our walk with the Lord is that we are sure, that we are established, that we have no desire to go back. And we're going to thank God for his word today and for his servant. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, dear God, for feeding our souls, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, for bringing your eternal word, dear God, line by line and precept upon precept through your servant, Pastor Jenkins. We thank you, dear Father, because we know, Lord, that your word is the truth. And, Lord, we intend to stand on it, dear God. Lord, we intend to obey it, dear Father, knowing, dear God, that, Father, we just don't want to fail you, dear God. You gave your son to die on a cruel cross for us, dear God. And, Lord, we truly, dear God, don't want to bring a reproach on the cause of God. We don't want to crucify Jesus Christ afresh and put him to an open shame because we failed to stand true. And so, Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear God, truly to become anchored on your word, dear God, to never, dear God, have a desire to veer away in any way, dear God, from your eternal word. Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember, Lord, those souls, dear God, who have not been saved. Lord, those souls, dear Father, who are still out there in sin, Lord, those who are in jeopardy, dear God, of eternal damnation. Lord, we pray, dear God, Father, that your word would go and speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who heard this word today, dear God. Father, whether it be in this building, dear God, or on the computer system, dear God, where they called in. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would speak to their hearts. For we know, dear God, that your love, dear Father, still is abounding, dear God. And we know, Lord, that the blood of Jesus Christ has not lost any of its power to redeem the lost sinner. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that you would speak to the hearts and minds, dear Father, of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord, we know, Lord, that you love them. And we know, Lord, that we love them, dear God. We know, dear Father, that you're able to save them, dear God. But, Lord, we don't want to see them go into eternity lost and undone. Lord, we pray, dear God, that they would listen, Lord, to your spirit, even as your spirit woos them, dear God. And we pray, dear God, that your spirit would continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, even, dear Father, as they go about their week this week, dear God, Father, we're praying, Lord, that you would continue, Lord, to bring, Lord, the words that were preached today to their remembrance, dear God. Lord, that they might know, dear God, that, Lord, it's not your will that they be lost, Lord, but that they come to repentance, Lord. Father, so that, Lord, you can pour out, Lord, all the precious promises that you have made to your children, even to them, dear God, when they're born again and become a son or daughter of God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would keep us strong in faith, dear Father, And Lord, that you would help us, dear God, Lord, to even, as Pastor Jenkins said, Lord, to share, dear God, to give, dear Father, Lord, not only monetarily, dear God, but Lord, to give of ourselves, dear Father, give of our time, dear God, give, Lord, of our knowledge of thee, dear Father, to share, Lord, our salvation experience with someone else who needs to know about you, dear God. Continue to have your way in us, dear God. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. And we thank you, Lord, for all who heard your word today. And we thank you, Lord, for your spirit, dear God, anointing our dear pastor, dear God, to preach your word, and your spirit anointing us to receive your precious word. Have your way, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be a blessing. And help us, Lord, truly to be examples of believers with all that we come in contact with, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God. Thank the Lord. You may be seated for a moment.
Is there anyone who has a testimony?
Like Uspre. Yes, Sister Lawrence. Amen.
Also, thank the Lord for blessing and neighborhood. Last night,
thank the Lord. Amen. 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 God bless you. God was protecting you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lawrence. The Lord is faithful in all things. Brother Byron.
What really helped me out, I think, I want to say, is recall that I feel like I do all these things, you know, the minister, give of everything he gave to the Lord, and done all these things that I did, and I still don't have charity. That's what I did. I was that. And the only love we can really look at is the love of God. That's the love call with me.
That's right.
We have to look at the love of God.
Right.
Jesus Christ gave for us.
Yeah. Amen.
And if we don't have that in our heart, if we can have a heart to give financially, like you said in the message, that's the message that we've been given. But if we don't have the love call, somehow, we still may have to. That I believe, and as we talked about, the beggars on the street, when to get it,
right?
Who just want?
Yes.
We have all kinds of conditions. Who can and who?
Amen.
Yes.
It's not for us to try to judge it.
No.
We just have to have the Spirit of God.
Amen.
To allow us to know when that love is due.
Amen.
Peter talks about it one place. Silver and gold have I not,
that's
but
right.
I have is of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Exactly.
Amen.
Praise
our God.
So we have to love our lives as Christ loves the church. So that came in mind while I was busy. Mm-hmm. And my wife said to me last night, she goes, do you have your studying and word involved? She didn't see me studying on Saturday. I actually did a lot of my studying on Thursday, but I knew on Saturday I was going to be moving everything up from the old shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I got everything to my new shop now. And I wanted it to be completed Saturday, so
that's right. Amen.
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 Exactly. Gotta be the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. Sister India. If I have permission, I'm going to add, when you said life is, if I can insert two words, life in Christ is beautiful. Amen. No, that's not a correction. I'm just agreeing. Amen. 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 Praise God. Amen. Yeah, and I like the way you said he made it manageable and beautiful. And it's the grace of God that helps,
yes,
that makes us manage.
Yes.
Well, that's how we manage. It's because the Spirit of God and the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sisters. Praise God. We have just a few announcements. Amen. Sunday, September 11th. And if us remember what happened 21 years ago on September 11th in New York City when the attack came. A happy time every year that this date comes around. In fact, the day is just commemorated by 9/11. But God is still God. We know that wicked men will wax worse and worse, but God is still God.
Amen.
Meditation. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Leviticus 19:17. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." November Turkey Giveaway canister is always available for donations. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Lord willing, September 26th through the 30th, 2022, we'll launch our fall Bible study for this year. The fall Bible study will be held here at the church beginning at 6 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. The theme remains drawing closer to God. Prayers are requested for Brother Levester Jackson and Brother Maurice Blake, who will teach and facilitate the study. Please bring your folder from our spring Bible study 2022. God bless our fall Bible study. That is drawing nearer and nearer. I believe it's, let's see, today's on the 12th. So that's 14 days. That's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Wednesday Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on, and please mute your phone. Pray for Brother Byron Johnson, please. And don't forget to bring a scripture this Wednesday. I believe on last Wednesday, Brother Byron had scriptures, and then Sister Millicent and Brother Maurice. And after those three sermons, I think that was all we had time for. But it was good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Thank the Lord. Amen. So bring your scriptures this Wednesday, and if the Lord and whatever the Spirit of God has given you, bring that, and it will be received with thanksgiving, even as we received last Wednesday with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. I look forward to it because we just don't know. We just don't know what the Lord is going to teach us. That's right. But I look forward to it. Amen. Happy birthday blessings this week to Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. on September 16th. Amen. Our thought for today: being a Christian is not just about attending church every Sunday. It is about living and walking with Christ every moment of the day. Amen, amen, amen. That is so true. Someone is just a Sunday Christian, they're not a Christian at all. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Are there any? Sister Holmes. That's all right. Amen. 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 Yes. Yeah. So she has a cold. She is cold. Oh, yes. Yeah. Mhm. Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Amen. Amen. We will remember her in prayer. Amen. Thanks, Samir, for bringing her daughter. Sister Holmes has adopted herself to Sister Maria, and Sister Holmes says she is Sister Maria's daughter. And so that's why she thanks Sister Maria for bringing her daughter, Sister Maria's daughter, I mean her, in on the elevator and bringing her in.
Right.
Amen, amen. Amen. She said it is a blessing to bring you in. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Sprinkling, let's remember Brother Man and Sister Jude and letting else something escape my
mind.
Oh, Sister Teresa and Sister Sanders.
Yes, yes. Reminder to remember Brother Man and Sister June and her family and Sister Saunders in Florida, along with Sister Teresa and Sister Amy. And Sister Ruth. Shall we stand? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you, dear God, for this day. We thank you, Lord, because truly it is a privilege to be among the saints. It is a privilege to be the church of God. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, for your presence, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, Lord, help us, dear Father, to remain, dear God, that keeping our eyes on thee, Lord. Help us help our minds and our hearts, dear God. Lord, you said, Lord, in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace. We keep our minds stayed on thee.
Praise.
And so, Lord, that is our desire, Lord. That is our determination, dear God, to keep our minds stayed on thee, Lord. And so we know, Lord, in thee, Lord, we're going to have peace, dear God. Jesus even said in this world we'd have tribulation, but he told us to be of good cheer because he has overcome the world. And so, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for that sweet consolation, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless, dear Father, in the requests that have been made. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Holmes. And Father, we just thank you, dear God, for what you have done for her, dear Father. Lord, that you've given her the strength to be here, dear God. We thank you, dear God, that Sister Maria just brought her on in, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for her daughter bringing her here. And then we thank you, Lord, that Sister Maria brought her the rest of the way, dear God. We pray, dear Father, that you would continue to bless and strengthen Sister Holmes. And Lord, we know, dear God, Lord, we see, Lord, her humbleness of spirit, dear God. Lord, how she serves you, dear God, and she has been that way for as long as we've known her, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would just continue to be with her, dear God. Lead, guide, and direct her, dear Father, in all things. For, Lord, she gives you the thanks and the praise, dear God. Lord, for allowing her to be here, dear God, at today, dear Father, for each Lord's day, and Lord, and for giving her every day, dear God, that you give her. And we pray, dear God, that you would remember her request for her daughter, Rhonda, dear Father. Lord, Father, we pray, Lord, your touch upon her body, dear Father. Lord, there's something going on, dear God, but she's cold, dear Father. And Lord, you know all about it. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that you'd remember her, Lord, in her body, dear God. Not only in her body, Lord, but also in her soul and in her mind and in her spirit, dear God. Father, we're lifting her up to thee, dear God. Lord, we also pray, dear God, that you remember her companion, Brother Ron, dear Father. Lord, we miss him, dear God, on Wednesday nights on the phone, dear God. And Lord, we're looking forward to the time I did reach out to him and sending him the new Sunday school quarterly, dear God. Asking when to contact me. Let me know when he's ready to be back on Wednesday night, Lord. Lord, we miss him, dear Father, in our midst on Wednesdays. And we pray, dear God, that, Lord, you do remember him, dear God, by Rhonda's side, dear Father. Lord, and whatever it is, dear Father, about in her body, Lord, you know all about it. And you have all healing power, Lord, in your hands. And so we pray, dear God, that you would remember Sister Holmes' request on her behalf. Lord, remember, Lord, Brother Mann, dear Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, your blessings upon him, dear God. Father, we know, dear God, that he's fervent in spirit, dear God. Lord, we know, dear God, that he's weak in body. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, your touch upon him, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would encourage his heart, dear Father. Help him to know, dear God, even we know, Lord, that he continues to pray for the saints, dear God. And, Lord, we want him to know, Lord, that we continue to pray for him, dear God. And so we pray, dear Father, that you would supply his every need, dear God. Lord, give him strength for this day, dear God, as we beg of thee in the name of Jesus. And we know, Lord, that he'll give you the glory for it all. Lord, remember the requests also that were made by Pastor Jenkins, dear Father, on behalf of Sister Saunders, Lord, in Florida, and Sister Teresa and Sister Amy, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, what their situation is. Lord, we don't know, dear Father, but, Lord, we know, Lord, that they've called out and asked for prayer. And, Lord, that's all we need to know, dear God. And, Lord, so, Father, we're lifting them up to thee, dear God, and asking, dear God, that you would, Lord, hear our cries, dear Father, on their behalf. We know, dear God, that Sister Saunders knows you, Lord. And so, Lord, we know, Lord, that she's calling out your name and praying, Lord, for whatever the situation is. And, Lord, we, Lord, stand in agreement, dear Father, with her prayer, dear God. And, Lord, that you would bless and undertake, dear Father. Lord, whatever the situation is, dear God, you know all about it. And we know, dear God, that you have, your spirit, dear Father, is able, Lord, to bless and intervene. So bless that family in a very special way. Lord, remember Sister Webb in a special way, dear God. Bless her, dear God. Keep her in your care, dear God. Father, we know, Lord, that there are decisions, there are doctor's appointments, Lord, this month and decisions to be made, dear God. And so, Father, we're praying, dear God, even as we have been praying for her companion, Mr. Alonzo. Father, we pray. We know, Lord, that he's been listening as she calls in, dear Father, on Wednesdays, dear God. And Lord, we're persuaded, dear God, that he's listening on Sundays, dear God, but she's listening to the service. So, Father, we pray, dear God, that, Lord, that your word, Lord, would reach him, dear God, where he is, dear Father, and, Lord, that your spirit would speak peace to his heart, dear God. For truly, Lord, we know, Lord, that you're able not only to heal the body, Lord, but you're able, Lord, to save the soul. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would remember that Webb family in a very special way, dear God. Pray, Lord, that you would just undergird them, dear Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we feel as though, dear God, there's someone else that we're forgetting, dear God. But, Lord, you know all about it, dear Father. And, Lord, you're able, dear God, to bless and provide, Lord, what is needed. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would bless each of us, Lord, as we go to our separate homes. Pray, dear Father, that you would give us, Lord, the spiritual strength that we need, Lord, to stand even in the face of the enemy, dear God, and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Lord, we know, dear God, that you're able, Lord, to help us, dear God, as we said, to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, dear God. And, Lord, that we might be a prepared people for the world that is to come. Bless us, dear Father, as we go to our separate homes. Help us, dear Father, to be examples in our neighborhoods, before our households, dear God. Lord, Father, that they also, dear God, might be drawn to thee. Take us home safely, dear God, and dismiss us from this service, but not from your presence. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise for it all, as we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Praise our God.